described the car as a blue Dodge Neon, four-door. She explained the whole car to me. Additionally, there was another notation of to take a bucket of roses at 9 p.m. to high school for and give the flowers to after her stage performance, as she was in a drama club and had a performance that night.
Okay. And do you know when that was?
It was, well, I was still in high school. It was during his employ prior to Janus.
Okay. Do you know if that was when I was 16 or when she was 17 or if she was 18?
She was 17.
Okay. Did you, any of these girls we've talked about, any of them a licensed massage therapist?
No. Okay. No formal training in any massages.
Did you ever speak to licensed massage therapists that provided services to Jeffrey Epstein?
Through the Trash Bulls, we did locate two girls that were licensed masseuses that I interviewed.
Who were they?
One was and the other one was
okay. Did you talk to?
Yes, I did.
What did she tell you?
She had been going to Epstein's house for quite some time. However, she was not a masseuse at that time when she first started going to his house. He also provided her a vehicle to get to his house because her scooter had broken down.
Did she start going to his house in a similar capacity as these other girls?
That is correct.
Okay. But she later became a massage therapist?
Yes.
What kind of relationship did and Jeffrey Epstein have?
She stated that it was a consensual sexual encounters that they've had.
How old was she at the time?
Over 18 at that time. I think she was 18.
Did she describe being paid money for
paid
the services
money,
she provided?
And additionally, I believe he paid her tuition at Palm Beach Atlantic College.
Is that where she got her massage therapy training?
No, she got it through the School of Healing Arts.
Okay. All right. What, you mentioned a she's a licensed massage therapist?
That is correct.
Did she provide massage services to Jeff Epstein?
Yes.
What kind of services did she?
She does the Swedish deep tissue massage.
Did the massages by go beyond a normal massage to the other acts we've heard about today?
No. No, her job was strictly to come in, provide the massage. She got paid $100, and she left.
Okay, so the licensed massage therapist gets $100. The other girls get much more.
Right.
Okay. When you were, you've met most of these girls. Was there anything different about that you noticed that made her stand apart from the other girls that were going?
Was not the petite little girl. She was a bigger girl with plenty of tattoos on her forearms, very visible on her neck, very visible tattoos.
If you were to say Mr. Epstein had a type, she would not fit that type?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Were you ever able to find any intelligence from the Palm Beach Police Department that confirmed any of these girls being at his house other than the girls saying so?
Through physical surveillance, I researched all the intelligence that the police have gathered during the past couple of years. And in 2004, Mr. Rodriguez, the former houseman, had called the police because he had seen a suspicious vehicle that he did not recognize in the driveway of Mr. Epstein's house. Mr. Rodriguez was pulling in from Publix and didn't recognize the vehicle, so he left and drove straight to the police department and notified them there was a strange vehicle in the driveway. When that vehicle was approached by the police officers, they found sitting in the car with her friend.